This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, my name is Adam. I work at the Mufti Department. So my question is, what does the Quran or Islam say about killing for mercy? I'll give you an example. For example, someone is in a very deep or long coma. So can we, you know, end the person's life? Number two, what if we have like a sick cat who is really, really sick, and we pity the cat, we pity it, so can we end the cat's life? I'm just asking a question, I'm not going to do it.
The brother is talking about euthanasia, the English word, what is euthanasia? It's not killing for mercy, the right word is euthanasia. That means, if a person is sick, and if the doctors say that there is no chance that he can improve, and he's like a vegetable, he can continue living by putting on apparatus, life-saving apparatus. So is it permitted in Islam that you can end the life of such a patient? And then it will come to the animal. But first we'll talk about the human being, then we'll come to the animals. As far as euthanasia is concerned, there are two types of euthanasia. One is active and one is passive. In the active euthanasia, if the patient is suffering from certain diseases which the doctors say cannot be cured and he'll be like a vegetable, in active euthanasia, you inject a drug and then you put the patient to death. In passive euthanasia, if the patient is on life-saving apparatus and if you remove that apparatus and if he dies, that's called as passive euthanasia. As far as active euthanasia is concerned, injecting a drug to kill a human being, that is prohibited in Islam. It's haram. It's not permitted. Because you cannot take life of any human being. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who cures and gives life. As far as passive euthanasia is concerned, where a patient is on life-saving apparatus, like fibrillators or ventilators, and the doctor says that there's no chance he can improve, he's like a vegetable. And those machines are very expensive. Every day cost, you may be paying thousands of ringgit. In this case, if the person cannot afford and the doctor says there's no chance of improvement, for you to remove those apparatus because you cannot afford it, that is permissible. Killing actively is prohibited, but passive euthanasia, where you remove the life-saving apparatus because the doctors have said there's no chance of a survival, so passive euthanasia not has to be done, can be done. If you feel they don't have the money, you cannot continue with those bills, and it's no longer going to survive. So when you do passive euthanasia, the patient may die after a few hours, may die after a few days, maybe possibly he may not die also. The doctors, what they say is always not correct. And passive euthanasia, because you have tested for many weeks and months and doctors have given up hope, you can remove the apparatus. If you can't afford it, that is permitted. Hope that answers the question.
The cat?
Cat is same thing.
Same thing, okay.
If you can afford for the cat, you want to put. You know, nowadays people spend more on the cat than the human beings.
Yes. Thank you.
The most welcome.